Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And thank you, Carla Hall, and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. Hour two. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. The original farmer's market at 3rd and Fairfax has always had the reputation of having really top-notch ethnic cuisine. And there was a wonderful Mexican restaurant there that was inside one of more of the grab-and-go places versus the full-service restaurants that are also in the original farmer's market called Loteria, which, sadly went away in the last 2 years. But the good news is there's a wonderful full-service restaurant that has returned to the original farmer's market in a great location where there was a Greek restaurant for a number of years. And this is Il Granjero Cantina under the culinary direction of Chef Jenny Scalar. I recently was there, definitely enjoyed my dining experience, also some great people watching going on there, and I wanted to have Chef Jenny on the show to chat about it. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Jenny Scalar to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time. Chef Jenny, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
You know, we're having a good day here, and I would be doing better with a margarita and some house-made guacamole in front of me from Granjero, but I know that can be easily resolved.
And if you were here today, you would hopefully be having chilaquiles or our breakfast hash or our concha breakfast sandwich.
Oh, wow. And that brings up the subject, Chef Jenny, that you recently have started weekend brunch. So before we jump into anything else, let's talk about the brunch program, because boy, LA diners, Chef Jenny, they love their brunches.
They certainly do. And I actually do as well. Brunch is probably one of my favorite meals, especially since becoming more acclimated to Los Angeles in the past 7 years. But yes, we did launch brunch today. This weekend is weekend three of our brunch launch, and it's going fairly well. I think that customers are happy with the menu. It's unfortunate we're still feeling a little bit of a slowness this time of the year, and especially because of the pandemic. But yeah, we're very excited about brunch.
Tell us about your location in the original farmer's market, Jenny, because you have a great location that, you know, has had kind of a wonderful past, but, you know, easy to find and also great for people watching. And one thing that people seem to do when they come to the original farmer's market is they want to people watch.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to look at the farmer's market. And certainly from our location, like you mentioned, we've got that great corner spot that's more on the outside peripherals of the marketplace, not the inside, which is more so, like you mentioned, the grab-and-go sort of stalls. We're just on the outside in what they call the plaza, which is where they host events, and there's, some certain times of the year they have live music, and there's just loads of people walking back and forth from the farmer's market to the Grove, and lots of tourism, and just, you know, really great LA folks.
Now, aren't you also at one end of the trolley? So, you know, that's a good place to be, too.
Yeah, we are. We're right at where the trolley picks up.
Mm-hmm. So again, that, you know, gives you a lot of added visibility. Jenny, what's the history of how the restaurant came about? Because I know your proprietor also has a chicken location that's inside the market. But again, the Greek restaurant that you replaced had been there for a number of years. I believe that was Ulysses?
Yes, that's correct. They were there for, I believe, about 20 years is my understanding of how long they were there. But, you know, the place was vacant for a little while. They sadly went out of business before the pandemic. And the owner of El Granjero Cantina, John Moshe, he does, as you mentioned, own the fried chicken stand, Frisky Coop, in the market. And he has been in love with the farmers market for a long time. He's got a really great relationship with the owners here and the folks that run the market, and just loves to be here. And so when the opportunity came about to take over the space, he jumped at it immediately. And he is a person who has a background in advertising and, you know, lots of sort of corporate world stuff, and is just loves food. Loved being a restaurateur and was excited to open this space. His lineage is from Mexico. And so, you know, there's that sort of, natural gravitation towards that. And also it's just, something that the market needed. There's no cantina here. So we had to put one.
No, in terms of in the grab-and-go part of the market, the stand part of the market, it's a very casual Mexican restaurant that was there, and the predecessor restaurant, Loteria, which was really wonderful, that was strictly Mexican street food, which is a little bit of a different animal than what you're doing, which actually right. is a good transition in terms of a region in Mexico, Chef Jenny, that, you feel you owe a homage to. You know, how would you position your food? Because it is regional Mexican, and I know there's an emphasis on seafood, which actually is part of your background. So tell us a little more, if you will, before we take our first break.
Sure. I mean, for me, being approached to take on this project, you know, John Moshe wanted to open a Mexican cantina, and we met and got to know each other, and he just really, really liked my culinary background, which, you know, obviously very much so influenced our menu, since I'm the one that wrote it.
yes, indeed.
I would say regionally, it feels very Mexico City to me, mm-hmm. which is a place that I'm very fond of. And it feels very Mexico City, and it feels very Los Angeles. I grew up cooking, in the time that I've spent here in Los Angeles, working for Suzanne Gowen and working for John and Vinny and working for Jessica Coslow over at Squirrel. And, you know, that's largely my style of cooking. Very vegetable forward, very fresh, very aggressive flavors. You know, we like things spicy. We like things salty. We like things acidic. So it's that sort of LA influence mixed with sort of Mexico City vibes, if you will.
No, definitely a good explanation, and I think positions your menu well. Jenny, we're going to take a quick break here and pick up the conversation. We're going to talk about more of the food. We certainly need to talk about the beverage program. And, of course, we talked about brunch, but everybody loves happy hour. You're a great location for happy hour, so we'll discuss that, too. So stand by. We are speaking with Jenny Sklar. It is the new Granjero Cantina in the original Farmer's Market. In the former Ulysses space. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.